In Pakistan, there are also concerns about the stability of the government and speculation about how long it can stay in power. There's even some talk of a military takeover. But there are also signs that Pakistan's democracy has grown strong enough to weather a serious political crisis. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Islamabad.
Especially since public anger erupted over the government's perceived slow response to the summer's disastrous floods, media headlines and opposition politicians have been predicting that the current regime may be on its way out.
I see a slow motion unraveling of this regime.
Mushahid Hussain Syed is Secretary General of the opposition Pakistan Muslim League, the country's third largest party.
They're dying by a thousand cuts. The flood disaster, allegations of corruption, monumental incompetence, the fighting with the Supreme Court, the lack of confidence of the international community. So the chickens are coming home to roost.
The government insists it will serve out its five-year term. Syed says change before then is inevitable, but it must be peaceful and democratic. Some people think this could happen next week, when the Supreme Court will try to reopen old allegations that President Asif Ali Zardari laundered money in Switzerland. The showdown is a sign that the courts and media are now muscular enough to hold the government to account. Parliament has also passed important constitutional reforms this year to limit arbitrary executive powers. By comparison, Syed says, the executive branch appears anemic.
So you have a decaying state and a dynamic society. Hence, what you're saying, the failure is evident when the state cannot deliver on essential issues like law and order, counterterrorism, health, education, flood relief and rehabilitation, so forth.
Pakistan's military, meanwhile, has been losing patience with the government's graft and ineptitude. This summer, Chief of Army Staff Ashfaq Pervez Kiani personally grilled the president and prime minister over their shortcomings. The government has tried to keep Kiani on their side by extending his term of office. Mohammed Ziauddin is executive editor of the Express Tribune newspaper. He says Pakistani's generals have previously seized power when their jobs are in danger. Ziauddin says Kiani has no need to seize power because he's already got it.
General Kiani has got 3 years extension in the Afghan policy, the Kashmir policy, the American policy is in his hands. This civil government has been kept out of that, and the civil government has agreed to do that.
Ziauddin says the military's disproportionate influence on policymaking has led to a host of problems, including the insurgency along the Afghan border. He says Pakistan should have stopped supporting the jihadis when the Soviet Union left Afghanistan.
The army had the choice to dismantle all those institutions and go ahead with the reconstruction of the country. They did not. They fed those jihadi groups. They kept on arming them, financing them.
Responding to speculation about a change in government, the State Department recently reaffirmed its support for civilian rule in Pakistan. But many Pakistanis feel that America's huge influence over policymaking is not helpful to their own democracy. Retired Lieutenant General Hamid Gul is a tough critic of the U.S., with whom he once cooperated in resisting the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan.
Whenever they have wanted, they have pressed us into service, sometimes imposing dictators on us, sometimes by truncated democracies, democracies which are held captive to their dictate.
Gul says Pakistan has no business fighting America's war, which he says it is now losing.
Will it be victory for Pakistan or will it be a defeat for Pakistan? For the Pakistani nation, which a very large majority hates America, it would be a victory. But for the Pakistan government and for the Pakistani policies, it will be a defeat.
Gul may be dissatisfied with the current government, but he too says there's no need for the military to intervene. He says all the military has to do is just back the judiciary, which will then cleanse the government of corruption. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Islamabad.